प्रणयाया कृष्ण प्रेमावृतायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामये गौरद्विषे नमः नमो महाप्रणयाय कृष्ण प्रेमावृतायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरद्विषे नमः नमो महाप्रणयाय कृष्ण प्रेमावृतायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरद्विषे नमः
This sloka was composed and recited by Srila Rupa Goswami when he and his brother Anupam met with Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu at Prayag. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami is revealing the essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, who has appeared with the complexion and sentiments of Srimati Radharani for the purpose of offering the world an extent of mercy that no other incarnation has ever given before. Lord Chaitanya is giving the pure love of Krishna, which is experienced and practiced by the residents of Vrindavan, freely to everyone and anyone without discrimination through the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam, Sthapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Katamayam Dadati Svapadandikam.
Srila Rupa Goswami has established the principles of devotional service that was the innermost desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind to reveal to the world. We read in the great Vaishnava histories how Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his brother Sanatan, were the high ministers of the Nawab Hussain Shah. Due to the pressures of this Malecha king, they were literally forced to take this position. But they were always praying to be free to engage in the exclusive devotional service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. They sent many letters to Lord Chaitanya, revealing the sufferings of their hearts. In reciprocation to the love of these devotees, Lord Chaitanya personally made a tour to Ramakeli. It was under the guise of going to Vrindavan, but anyone who looks at a map can see that Ramakeli is not the direct route to Vrindavan. He came to alleviate the sufferings of his devotees, to liberate them from their circumstances, and to inspire them to perform the life work that he wanted to reveal from the core of his heart. When Mahaprabhu came to Ramakeli, he initiated them. Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik became known as Rupan Sanatan. They revealed to the world throughout their lives what is the heart of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. And they did this from the very beginning. Lord Chaitanya's cardinal principle is Trinada Bisuni Chena, Tarora Bisahishana, Amanina Manadena Kiritaniya Sadahari. When they first met Mahaprabhu, they had straw between their teeth. Although at the time, they were literally guiding the king in every act of what he should do as far as many, many aspects of his kingdom. Although he was a malecha and a cruel person, he was very, very, very much depending on them for the domestic affairs of the state. Although so powerful, so learned, so wealthy, from the highest births of Sarasvat Brahmins, they came to Lord Chaitanya with straw between their teeth, cloth wrapped around their necks, and offered their full dandavat obeisances, weeping and crying, unwilling to even get up. Lord Chaitanya had to pick them up. And they offered beautiful prayers of humility. They declared themselves to be the most fallen of all fallen, even more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. They claimed they had no right to the mercy of the Lord, like a dwarf hoping to touch the moon. That was their chance of receiving the Lord's mercy. But nevertheless, because we are so very fallen, if you search the whole world, you will find no one more fallen than us. But you are Patita Pavana. We have no other hope against hope that you will bestow your mercy upon us. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his lotus feet on their heads. He embraced them and told them, please, stop this talking. Your humility is breaking my heart. Lord Chaitanya revealed through Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami that the way and means of melting the heart of the Lord is through the humility of our devotional service. Whoever we may be, however learned, however great, it will not please Krishna unless it is offered with this sense of humility. Knowing that we are completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord at every moment. Helplessly dependent. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa and Sanatana to give up their government activities and come to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, in a very exemplary way, he left his worldly responsibilities, along with Anupam, his brother, he came to Prayag. At Prayag, at the Dashashvamedha Ghat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him for 10 days. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, at that time, Lord Chaitanya embraced Srila Rupa Goswami. Upon embracing him, he invested within the heart of Sri Rupa Goswami the capacity to understand the innermost secrets of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love for Krishna and his compassion to all fallen souls. There for that 10 days, near the confluence of the Jamuna and the Ganga, Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami in the essential teachings of pure devotional service. He instructed him, explaining that the glories of Krishna and devotional service are like a vast, vast ocean. I am about to explain to you just one little drop from that ocean. But that drop is so powerful that it can completely inundate the entire universe with love of God. He described to Rupa Goswami how rare it is to come to the path of bhakti. out of 8,400,000 species of life, very, very rarely does one even come to the human birth. And of those, most people do not follow the holy scriptures. And those few that follow the scriptures, most follow them with lip service, without really following the actual principles. And those who follow, most do it because they want to attain material enjoyment, artha, kama, dhamma, and moksha. It's very rare to find even one that wants liberation. People want to enjoy this material world endlessly. And of those who desire liberation, it is very, very rare to find even one that desires devotional service. Such a person is the only one who can experience real happiness. Because that is the constitutional position of the soul. Jivera swarupoi krishnara nityadas. The soul is the eternal servant of Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya went on to explain the process of devotional service and how ultimately to achieve the highest, most intimate relationships with Krishna in Vrindavan. Santaras, Dasaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras. Lord Chaitanya, in capsule form, explained from the most fundamental principles of bhakti to the ecstatic, loving relation of being the personal assistant of the assistant of Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world. Then he told Rupa Goswami that I am empowering you with the capacity to expand these teachings, write many, many books, and through these books and your example, establish my philosophy and culture for the whole world. Later on, when Rupa Goswami came to Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought his most learned and stalwart devotees, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodara Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. And there he had Rupa Goswami read his writings from Lalita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava. The devotees asked several questions to Rupa Goswami. And in the process, they all unanimously agreed that Srila Rupa Goswami's poetry is the very essence of perfection, revealing the true secrets of Lord Chaitanya's heart. Ramananda Rai said that this is not simply poetry. This is unlimited nectar, ecstatic nectar in the form of sound vibration. How he glorified the holy name, how he glorified the true identity and mission of Lord Chaitanya, how he glorified the essence of the scriptures, pure devotional service. The devotees exclaimed they had never heard anything like this before. They were amazed. They explained that Lord Chaitanya, only by your most causeless mercy is this possible. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes. When I met Rupa Goswami at Prayag, I saw that he was so humble. He was such a eager recipient for my mercy that I empowered him with all the knowledge and all the realizations of my heart. Rupa Goswami established the mind and the heart of Lord Chaitanya's desires to the world. Through Upadesha Amrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and various books, Lord Chaitanya empowered Rupa Goswami to establish his teachings permanently in this world. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he received the message from his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that he should take the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world. All the followers of Lord Chaitanya are known as Rupanukas, the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada, with his deep compassion and profound devotion, chose to make his residence here, just at the side. His feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada wrote the first three volumes of his translations of Srimad Bhagavatam. For 6 years, Srila Prabhupada lived here. Srila Prabhupada explained Vrindavan as his home and the specific place. Was this Bhajan Kutir, at the side of the Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. In fact, Srila Prabhupada was very careful to make sure that these two rooms that he lived in were preserved very carefully by the devotees of our society, because he considered it so very, very sacred that each devotee who was his followers come here and pray at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and see the Bhajan Kutir in which he performed his loving service to the Lord. This is Sri Radha Damodar Temple. Srila Rupa Goswami personally carved the deity of Radha Damodar, worshipped them, and then gave them to his beloved nephew, Jiva Goswami, to continue the seva. In the Vaishnava scriptures, it describes how when Jiva Goswami worshipped Sri Radha Damodar, sometimes Damodar would play his flute for him. Sometimes Damodar would dance before him, putting Jiva Goswami in great, great spiritual joy. On the altar, we also saw the Govardhan Shila that has been worshipped here for over 400 years. The story of this Shila is Sanatan Goswami. He was living at the Chakaleshwar Mahadev temple near Manasa Ganga, Govardhan. And each and every day, he would perform the Govardhan Parikrama. There's two parikramas. The one we do is about 14 miles. But the one going around to Rasa Stali, Paita, Chandrasrovar, it's about 24 miles. He would do that parikrama every day. And this one when he was in his old age. So it was very difficult for him in his 70s and 80s. To do this parikrama every day, plus he would offer his obeisances to Vaishnavas thousands of times a day, plus chant two vaks a day, plus he would write Hari Bhakti Vilas Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, his translation and purport of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was fully immersed in devotional service. So one day, Krishna appeared in the disguise of just a little cowherd boy. Disguise in the sense that Sanatan did not recognize. And he said to Sanatan Goswami that, why you are taking so much trouble to walk around this hill every day in your old age. It is not necessary. But the six Goswamis, they had to establish to the world the importance of being very, very strict in our regulative principles and sadhana. Whoever we may be, that is very much an essential part of our spiritual advancement. We take vows to chant 16 rounds. We take vows to follow these regulative principles. We try to attend the Mangalarti. We try to read the books. We try to do nice puja. We try to offer humble seva. But sometimes, due to material considerations, we compromise. But if we really want to make spiritual advancement, we cannot compromise. Sanatana Goswami had every reason to compromise. He was practically in his 80s, and yet he was walking 24 miles around Govardhan Hill every day, plus doing all his other duties, hardly sleeping an hour and a half a day. And Krishna appeared before him and said, "You don't have to do this." He said, "No, it is my principle, I must." It is very, very important that leaders set proper example. Not only was Sanatana Goswami very strict, but that strictness did not create ego or hardness of heart. But he was the most humble, the most loving person. Every Brijabasi in Vrindavan considered him their most beloved guru. He had such genuine appreciation and concern for everyone. So Krishna, out of his love for his devotee, he personally manifested his form and placed his lotus foot in a particular Govardhan Shila on the mountain. And then he played his flute. And the sound of his flute melted the Shila so that Krishna's lotus footprint went deep into that stone. And along with it is also his stick and the hoofprint of a cow. Then Krishna said to Sanatana Goswami that this Shila, if you circumambulate it four times, some say four, sometimes seven. If you circumambulate it four times, it is equal to performing the whole Govardhan Parikrama. So taking this as the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sanatana Goswami performed this devotional activity for the rest of his life. We are so fortunate to have had the darshan of this beautiful form of the Lord. Sri Radha Damodar Temple was the place where Sri Rupa Goswami performed his bhajan. At that time, this whole area was Seva Kunj. Here in his bhajan kutir, Srila Rupa Goswami would write his literatures. He would preach to the devotees. He trained Sri Jiva Goswami. Here Sri Jiva Goswami made his base. In fact, this was the headquarters where all the six Goswamis would meet on a regular basis to discuss Harikatha and to discuss how they were going to preach the glories of Lord Chaitanya's mercy to the world. In this very courtyard that we are sitting, the Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, along with Bhugarbha Goswami, whose Samadhi Mandir is at the end of this courtyard, Sri Lokanath Goswami and all of their most intimate associates, they would have kirtan of the holy names, chanting and dancing. They would discuss Gaur Katha, Krishna Katha. They would weep in ecstatic love, serving one another, appreciating one another's devotional service. They would discuss the strategies of how they were going to write various literatures to inundate the whole world with love of Krishna. And this pastime is eternally taking place. It was here that Sri Jiva Goswami personally trained Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Shyamanand Prabhu in the principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Siddhanta. It was here that Sri Rupa Goswami's body was put into samadhi, where all the Vaishnavas throughout Braj Bhumi came to this place weeping and crying in the agony of separation from Srila Rupa Goswami. It was here in 1972 that Srila Prabhupada brought devotees from all over the world. In fact, he was sitting right where Dinabandhu Prabhu is sitting. And he spoke for 30 days, one full month, at this very time, during the month of Kartik, from the nectar of devotion. This courtyard of Sri Sri Radha Damodar Temple can be seen from the window of Srila Prabhupada's kitchen. From this window, Srila Prabhupada would take his prasad and look out to the Bhajan Kutir and the Samadhi Mandir of Sri Rupa Goswami, meditating on their mercy. In fact, one of my godbrothers told to me that when he was personally serving Srila Prabhupada here at Radha Damodar Temple, Srila Prabhupada told him that after completing the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, publishing Back to Godhead magazine from here, and praying to Rupa Goswami to reveal to him how he was going to somehow or other fulfill the insurmountable order of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada, the first day he met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he told him the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya, that you must spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. How to do it? He had no contacts. He had no funds. He didn't even have proper health. But was here, in this room, that he revealed Rupa Goswami appeared to him and gave him his blessings to go. And with that faith and the blessings of his Guru Maharaj and Srila Rupa Goswami, he fearlessly traveled around the world 13 times, spreading the glories of this Harinam Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Here we have assembled together by Srila Prabhupada's great mercy, laying in the dust before the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, the Samadhi of Jiva Goswami, the Samadhi of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Here we have the opportunity to come to the place where the Goswamis would wash their feet every day, just behind this beautiful tree, and take the dust upon our heads. This is not an ordinary benediction. This is inconceivable mercy. But mercy, although it is showering upon us in the most extraordinary way, according to our prayerfulness, our humility, and our eagerness to serve, we will absorb and digest that mercy. In Krishna consciousness, nothing is mechanical. The mercy is falling upon us. But what is our eagerness to receive it? What is our determination to live and think in such a way that we can please Krishna? That is the secret of all success. Srila Rupa Goswami described in his literatures the most fundamental basic teachings of Krishna consciousness and also the most confidential pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Madhurya Rasa. In his Upadeshamrita, he describes at the beginning how we must learn to control the six pushings, how we must learn to control our senses and engage them always in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. He taught us the very, very important necessity of developing proper Vaishnava relationships, how to exchange love with the devotees. What are the causes of fall down we should always be aware of? And what are the causes of spiritual progress we should always be enthusiastic for? Gradually, Rupa Goswami in this short treatise comes to the point of living on the banks of Sri Radha Kund in the ecstasy of being the maidservant of Srimati Radharani. But we cannot jump to the later verses without first practicing and realizing the preliminary slokas of Upadeshamrita. Srila Prabhupada endowed with the causeless mercy of Rupa Goswami taught the principles of Krishna consciousness in the most perfect, excellent method by which the world can attain the love of Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established that we should not take Krishna consciousness as something cheap. First deserve, then desire. Srila Prabhupada was a pure and chaste representative of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Srila Rupa Goswami. And in his books, and in his society, he has established the perfect method of attaining spiritual perfection. Srila Prabhupada explained to us that he was simply assisting his Guru Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, just days before he disappeared from this world, he gave instructions to all of his disciples and to all generations of his disciples following that our ultimate goal in life should be to be a single speck of dust at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswamis. If you go to famous gurus and yogis, they will say, I will give you mukti. I will give you madhurya ras. I will give you many powers to perform great miracles. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, they have come to give us something unlimitedly greater than any of these things. A place as a speck of dust at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and their servants. Because in that dust are the most confidential truths and realizations of Goloka Vrindavan. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur declared, do not fight amongst each other. Cooperate. This is a great preaching mission. Never fall to false pride. Never fall to the opportunities that Maya may put before you. But always keep this as our focus. To be the servant of the Lord, as a speck of dust at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. To the degree we capture this consciousness within our heart, to that degree we will actually understand what Srila Prabhupada has given us and what real love of God is. So at this very holy place, this land which is enriched with the eternal lila of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and their associates, this is also part of Seva Kunj, where Sri Sri Radha Krishna are eternally performing their Ras Lila. Where Lord Sri Krishna personally massages the feet and the legs of Srimati Radharani to reveal to the world that he is the servant of pure devotion. So we are sitting in midday, feeling it's very hot. But let us try to transport our consciousness to the reality in the spiritual dimension that we are sitting within. The place where Radha and Krishna are performing their most intimate pastimes. The place where Sri Rupa Goswami, along with his associates, are chanting, dancing, and feasting. The place where Jiva Goswami is writing 400,000 Sanskrit verses and establishing the deepest and most profound philosophy that has ever come to this earth. And the place where Srila Prabhupada is weeping in compassion for each and every one of us, praying to have the empowered mercy to penetrate our hearts with the mercy of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This, in fact, is where we are by the mercy of the Lord. So let us bow down at the feet of the Vaishnavas, because through their blessings and through appreciating them and serving them is there hope for us to understand the sublime and glorious mercy we have received. And let us pray that we will never ever leave the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. Let us pray that we will never leave his instructions to hear and chant the glories of the Lord, to serve his devotees, and to preach his message to the world. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
It is said that when a tree is barren of any fruits, it stands up very straight, like a proud man. But when a tree is filled with many ripened fruits, it bends down very low, bowing his head to everyone that comes by. That is Sri Rupa Goswami. That is Sri Jiva Goswami. That is our culture. The greater we become, the greater is our desire to humbly serve. Thank you very much. Srila Rupa Goswami ki
jai.
Srila Jiva Goswami
ki jai.
Shri Shri Radha Damodar ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Thank you very much.